Many say they were drawn to the polls today, at least partially because of their feelings about President Trump and the country's national leadership. Sean O'Mara says he votes in every election and wants to see change across the board this year.
I'm thoroughly unhappy with the way national politics are going. The divisiveness, the violence, attacks against vulnerable populations in this country and outside, I think that's awful. I don't think that has anything to do with what we believe we are as a country. I don't like seeing that for my children.
Catherine Miller hopes her vote will act as validation for Trump and his policies.
Wanting to support our president and make sure that he knows that he's being supported. I think he's doing a good job, and yep, we need to be behind him.
Some polling sites in Maricopa County weren't ready to open when voting began this morning, and many voters reported long lines and a shortage of ballots. Since the August primary, there's been a surge in registration statewide. Coconino County's registered voters reached an all-time high last month at more than 83,000, topping the previous record set in 2016. Polls close tonight at 7 o'clock throughout the state and on the Navajo Nation. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.